Good evening and welcome to the Lehigh Valley Art Salon on WDIY. I am Sheila White. This is my first time hosting this show, and I'm delighted to be here with the ever-present and knowledgeable Roland Kushner, who's going to be talking through some really important data for us. But before we get there, introducing Roland Kushner, I first got to know you or know of you as an artist, as a songwriter. Can you tell us just a little bit about that for our listeners?
Sure. Well, I play guitar and sing folk songs, and some of them I write, and have long been interested in folk music, American, Canadian, British Isles, from different time periods, and I think that's what brought me to the area for the first time. I had an old Martin guitar that needed repair, so I said, where is Pennsylvania? I better find my way there. And that was a long time ago in the 1970s, and then I came back a few years later because I got married here. And so the music scene around here, independent of what I do professionally, has always been very important to me. Big fan of Godfrey Daniels and of other great venues and opportunities in this area. So,
and a little bit of that history in the Lehigh Valley. You've been a part of a number of festivals and organizations involved in the arts.
I have. Going back to the early 1980s, I worked and supported Godfrey Daniels as they were converting into a nonprofit in the early 1980s. I had the good fortune to be appointed as managing director of Music Fest for its first 4 years. I worked at the Bach Choir of Bethlehem as development director. I worked at the Rose Garden Children's Festival at Mayfair. Some of these things were employment, and some of them were part of a consulting career that I had at that time. But most of my career has been in higher education as a professor, which is the family business in my family. That's what Ma and Pa Kushner did. Sort of my last real venture into arts administration was right here at WDIY. I was asked several years ago to spend several months as the interim executive director when there was a vacancy in the leadership here. So that goes back 6 or 7 years now. But mostly what I do now is I'm a business professor at Muhlenberg College.
You get around.
Not as much as I used to.
Well, but we're in good hands, though, to talk about the Local Art Index, which I think is an incredible resource for understanding the impact of the arts in our community, as well as how we judge our activity in the arts and culture in the Lehigh Valley with perhaps other communities in the country. So why don't you introduce us to this Local Art Index?
Sure, I will. About 6 or 7 years ago, I had some contact with a Washington-based organization called Americans for the Arts. And Americans for the Arts is the premier national advocacy organization for arts and culture. And a big part of what they do is they provide services to many thousands of local arts agencies, including around here the Lehigh Valley Arts Council. And they have a pretty vigorous research program, and they invited me several years ago, like I say, 6 or 7 years ago, to help develop what we called a National Arts Index. And the vision for that was to have a once-a-year measure of how the arts were doing based on compiling data across a whole range of different arts activities. So the National Arts Index, we wound up in our first version with 76 different measures, and then ultimately had, for our last report, about 81 measures, I think. And they really, really span the range of how you could tell the success and, in some cases, the disappointments of the arts. So we looked at performing arts, visual arts, literary arts. We looked at audience engagement. We looked at the numbers of organizations, how many dollars were flowing in, and what kinds of impacts we thought they were having. And we tried to wrap that all into one number. Mm-hmm. A National Arts Index. The first report that we issued was in January 2010, and we've issued one every year since in the winter or early spring. And the 2013 report is we're getting ready to release that in April. So what the National Arts Index showed is, as might be expected, the arts follow the business cycle. So when the business cycle was dropping in 2008, 2009, the arts index dropped, and our third report, we showed that decline had stabilized, and we're hoping that, we'll be able to show that from 2010 through 2011 and into the present, at the national level, the arts are doing better.
So the index itself, in terms of measures, we're talking about successes or failures in terms of a business model?
Well, we didn't so much. We didn't only do it as a business model. We had a sort of balanced approach. We called it the Arts and Culture Balance Scorecard, and so we looked at about 15 to 20 indicators of dollars flowing into the arts, sales, but also contributions and government funding, at the federal, state, and local levels as much as we could. And then we had another set of measures, again about 15 or 20, that were of what we called capacity. So that was the number of arts organizations and the number of artists, the number of volunteers, just what the resources were that were available to put arts programs into effect. And then the third set was really about arts participation, and that was how many people are coming out. Attendance at theater, attendance at Broadway, attendance at orchestras, what are some of the others? I'm paging down through a report here. I should say that the reports that I'm to listeners, the reports that I'm discussing are all available on the web, and if you want to huddle around both your screen and your radio at the same time, you can go to www.artsindexusa.org, and that's where both our national arts index reports are located, as well as the local arts index reports that I'll be talking about shortly. So yeah, in the way of capacity, we looked at the amount of capital investment in the arts, both in the business sector and in the nonprofit sector, as much as possible. And then the third element, as I said, was participation. So we've got several dozen indicators for that. The fourth one that we set of indicators that we had was how competitive are the arts? Mm. And we found in a lot of ways that they're not.
Oh.
Here's why. We would look at the number of people, and it's in the many tens of millions, who are attending, say, theater or symphony orchestra. And we went to the national trade organizations for those groups, Theater Communications Group and the League of American Orchestras, and their counterparts in other arts fields. And they had their annual studies that said how many people were attending, say, nonprofit professional theater. And that was either level or going up. But while it was going up, the population was going up even more. Mm. So that meant that for some of these forms, there were fewer, a smaller and smaller share of the population was engaging in attending theater, attending symphony, attending opera, and the like. Some of the things that we looked at were not just how many dollars were being given to the arts, which is something that we're very much interested in seeing, but what was the arts and culture share of all charitable contributions? Mm-hmm. Because people, when they're making their charitable gifts, they might make them to the arts, but they might make them to human service organizations or health or education, especially when the economy's down. But we tried to take as broad a picture of the arts as the data let us take. Mm-hmm. So a big part of it was making relationships with organizations that had data and asking them if they'd provide it. So that was the national arts index, and this was a project of Americans for the Arts. And we had a lot of nice reactions to it. It got covered in some major national media outlets, feature story in the Los Angeles Times a couple of years ago, and references in the Wall Street Journal and New York Times and the Washington Post. But what we were getting as well was people asking, so what does that mean to me here in my town?
Right.
I mentioned Americans for the Arts. My co-author on this is Randy Cohen, and Randy is the vice president of Americans for the Arts with special responsibilities for research. And the way he's always phrased this is that people ask, he says to people, well, your mileage may vary. whatever is going on nationally, your town could be doing worse or your town could be doing better. And we started to get in 2008 and 2009, we started to get a lot of questions about this, and Randy and his organization were able to get funding from the Kresge Foundation out in Michigan to develop a local arts index. And here's how that worked. It had two main dimensions. One was to look at the same kinds of information as we'd looked at on the National Arts Index, these measures of participation and how many organizations there were and how many people were attending the arts. And we could get a lot of that from secondary data, which means it's already published in directories or it's already available on the web from the Census Bureau for the government or from different private organizations. But that wasn't going to tell us a lot about what was going on at the local level in terms of were there opportunities for young people to participate in the arts? Was there a good literary scene? Mm-hmm. There's no national directory that says here's where all of the poetry readings are. You have to ask people in each town: are there poetry readings in your town? So we looked at those. We were curious at the local level, not only do you have arts businesses, but how many of those arts businesses are locally owned? Mm. Because we thought that there might well be bookstores, but nothing against Barnes & Noble or Amazon or anything like that, but a healthy local arts and culture environment will have arts and culture businesses that are owned locally. So we started gathering data from as many places around the country as we could, but especially from about 80 or 90 counties where we had local partners. And for those partners, we were able to put together reports that had not only the data that we could get from the whole country, but that was about that county, but also what they had gathered locally. So some of the places got some big reports. What we then did is, and this is what's easier to share with listeners, and you had seen it before, was we found a way to put the data that we had collected onto the web. And that is the Local Arts Index. And so that's a long and complicated story, but to get you to the point that we have a set of measures not only for the whole U.S. that we do annually, but now we have done at least the first pass at getting information about the arts at the county level. So we don't have a Lehigh Valley measure, but we have a Northampton County measure, and we have a Lehigh County measure, and in fact for Bucks and Carbon and Schuylkill and Monroe and all of the neighboring counties. So that's been part of our story as well.
Well, I think we're going to be taking a break soon, but one of the things that I would like to invite our listeners to do is to get online at the website address, which is again www.artsindexusa.org, and we can fish around the index here and get ourselves drilled down to Lehigh County or Northampton County. And perhaps if there are any listeners, they would like to tweet me and get some questions there through the Twitter, as it were. You can call me out on my Twitter handle, which is @SILAGH, and I'd be more than happy to pass along some questions to Roland, our guest, Roland Kushner. So we're going to be taking a break real soon and come back and dig into our local arts index.
Hi, this is Rebecca Walls, Development Director here at WDIY. We're gearing up for our fall membership drive scheduled October 12th through the 20th. But once again, we're giving you the opportunity to buy back several on-air pledge days. If we can raise $12,000 by October 10th, we'll push back the start of our pledge drive by 3 days. We're almost halfway there. Please consider giving today. It's quick, easy, and safe. Plus, it'll give us all more of what we love to hear on WDIY.
And we're back on the Lehigh Valley Arts Salon on WDIY. I'm your host, Sheila White, and we're talking with Roland Kushner about the Local Arts Index. If you have any questions for our guest, please tweet me at the Appersant, SILAGH, on Twitter, and I'll be more than happy to pass along the questions to our guest. So, Roland, before the break, you were starting to drill down into the Local Arts Index, and I think what would be interesting for some of our listeners are some of the indicators that you're talking about. What tells you, as we're fishing through this data, where the arts are healthy?
Well, we have in total about 50 indicators that are collected around the country for For every place. Now, what I'm going to do here, and I'm going to do it in real time, so hopefully people will be able to follow along. But if you go to www.artsindexusa.org, I'm going to assume that you're there, and over on the right-hand side, click on the little icon that says Local Arts Index up at the top, and that's going to get to where it's a page that says Local Arts Index, select your state, and I'll click on Pennsylvania. That's on a map there. And it's going to bring up a list of all of the counties in Pennsylvania, and I'm going to click on the one that says Lehigh over in the right-hand side where it usually is. And there you're going to get a little story about what we did. We launched this in April 2012 to understand what goes on in the cultural life of communities. And we compiled a series of measures. And from the since April, we've been putting these measures out on the site. So we now have about 30 of these arts indicators available. And what we mean by an arts indicator, it's a statistical measure that traces or tracks some value or condition that relates to the arts. And some examples will follow. So we have a way of organizing it. We think that there's a model of the vitality of the arts in the community, community arts vitality model. How much activity is there is one element. Second is what kinds of resources are available to the arts, not just dollars, but people. What's the unique local cultural character of a place? What might separate a place like Bethlehem from, say, New Orleans? You know, what are some of the things that are unique or different? Lots of things, as we all know. Mm-hmm. And also how competitive it is. So if you've been following along and you go down to the bottom of that page, you'll see that you can select a whole series of counties, either in Pennsylvania or in other places, and you can compare them. So you can put both Lehigh and Northampton counties on. And this site, I should take a second to say that while the data come from all over the place, this site was developed by a local company, the Kyle David Group, and happy to say that Kyle is a Muhlenberg alum who has with his company really developed a great company, and also for our purposes here has really made it possible for us to share this information not just in printed reports, which is what had been our initial instinct, but also with this online real-time site. So what I've been doing while I've been saying that is I've been selecting both Lehigh County and Northampton County to be able to look at them together. Mm-hmm. And I will just take a quick ride down through the indicators that we have and explain them. And then hopefully listeners will be able to look up Local Arts Index or artsindexusa.org, and even after the show's over, they'll be able to see them. So some of the data that we have on cultural participation, we purchased data from a major national research company called Scarborough Research, and they, through 200,000 interviews a year around the country, that they can put in each county, they can locate in each county, they measure what the share of adults is who go to see popular entertainment, who go to see rock or country or hip-hop or jazz. So that's one of our things. It looks like in Lehigh County and Northampton County, that's about a third of all of the adults who say that sometime in the last year they went out to hear some music. Now, we also looked at those that were attending the live performing arts, theater, symphony, dance, and the like, and that's also got very strong participation locally. We also looked at the share that was attending art museums, and here we have about 8% of the population said that they'd attended an art museum. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that they had visited the Allentown Art Museum of the Lehigh Valley specifically, because they could have been going to the Met. They
understand. Could
have been going to the Philadelphia Museum of Art. Mm-hmm. So it's not, did you go to the museum in your town? Mm-hmm. It's, did you go to a museum? So, as we know, people travel for culture. A second set of data that we got was also from a commercial company called Claritas. And what we asked Claritas to tell us at the county level was how much money people were spending on the arts. And we only have a couple of the indicators that are up here now, but one was, how much did you spend on admission fees? And it looks like per capita, so that's averaged across all of the people who live in the Lehigh Valley, it's about $27 a person is the average expenditure per person.
Now, is that person identified as legal age, or is it just by census?
Nope. They said, here's the total amount, and we divided it by the population.
I understand.
So it's many, 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 many millions of dollars. I don't have the dollars in front of me, but you divide it by the 270-odd thousand people who live in Northampton County and the 300-odd thousand people who live in Lehigh County, and you come up with these per capita measures. And that's better if you're trying to figure out how Lehigh and Northampton counties are doing in the arts compared to any other place that you'd want to look at, because it puts it in a common scale for the different for the different places.
So I guess what this data is good for us to understand is as an arts organization or as a potentially emerging artist who wants to understand if this is a welcoming community.
Yes, that's actually one of its best uses. Is this a good place for me to start my arts business?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a question that, well, not too many years ago, the Lehigh Valley Community Broadcasters Association asked that question. Is this a good place for us to start our venture? And the answer was, well, we're going to make it good enough, and WDIY is the result. But it's been true around here for a long time. In the early part of the 20th century, Charles Schwab said, is this a good place? This better be a good place to start a festival to celebrate the music of J.S. Bach, because I want to hear it, so we're going to have one. And and now, more than a century later, we still have the Bach Choir and the Bach Festival. Some of the other different kinds of things that we've measured and put together, we were able, with a Freedom of Information Act request, we were able to get data from the National Endowment for the Arts on how much they had provided in dollars to each county.
Mm.
So, well, you know that New York County, Manhattan, or Los Angeles County, or Cook County, which is Chicago, they're going to have big, big, big numbers, but we again wanted to say, what does it mean to the average person? So we figured out how many dollars did every 10,000 people get in the from the National Endowment for the Arts? And in Lehigh County, for a five-year span, 2005 through 2009, it was $300, and in fact, even more in Lehigh County, in Northampton County. Pardon me. We also wanted to see how many of the local organizations were parts of national groups. Mm-hmm. So, for example, WDIY, I think, is or has been a member of the National Federation of Community Broadcasters. And the Allentown Art Museum of the Lehigh Valley is a member of the American Association of Museums. And the Allentown Symphony is a member of the Symphony Orchestra League. So we asked those organizations, not the local ones, but the national ones, where do all your members live?
Mm-hmm.
And then we were able to put it together to say, well, here's how many of all of these national organizations there are in each of these different counties.
Well, the Art Index is a wonderful way for us to be able to put our heads around the value of the arts in our community and how it helps build community and keep it growing. So I want to thank Roland Kushner for joining us today, and thank you all for listening. We're going to turn it over now to the music review, or excuse me, movie review with Paul Willistine.